In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning's sermon is based on the words of Psalm 130. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. In the name of our forgiving Lord. Amen. Dear people of God, I know that this is a bit of a rougher time for you. You have been remarkably blessed. It's been over 30 years since you have been without a pastor. Most congregations can't say that. And blessed with two wonderful pastors and their families. I'll bet you're not feeling quite so blessed right now. Now, perhaps it's time to focus on the basics. Start asking yourselves questions like, who are we as a church? What are we all about? What do we need and want? Well, today with his scriptures, your Lord would have you take a step back and focus on the most basic question of all. What kind of a God do you have? What kind of a God do you have? Does God, because he is completely and perfectly holy and righteous and just, does he make careful note of your each and every sin, your disobedience, in fact, your rebellion against his good will? Well, he can do so. He is God. He knows everything. Holy Scripture warns us in Hebrews chapter 4, no creature is hidden from God's sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. We must give account, says Scripture. And there will come a day when every person, every one of us, will be summoned before our King to give an account. And you know, isn't it right? Isn't it just that there be an accounting for sin? I mean, after all, we mark iniquities, don't we? You know that you do. Peter's question, Lord, how many times shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? We've all asked this. No one likes being sinned against, especially when it's something that really hurts. You know, then, don't you want there to be consequences? Don't you at least want the person who hurt you to change so that you don't get hurt again? Of course, when it comes to our own accounting, well, you can get hurt, you can feel mad, you can be upset because you think someone has sinned against you. And you can be wrong. We don't know people's hearts and minds. We can wrongly accuse. God can't and never would. He sees and knows even our thoughts and our motivations. He can evaluate our lives accurately and rightly. So do you want him to do so? Do you want to stand before a God who will mark your iniquities, keep track of your every sinful thought and desire and action, and then demand that you account for them? If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities. O Lord, who could stand? Not one of us. What the king said to the servant in the parable, "You wicked servant!" This is what you would hear God call you. Every one of us deserves to hear this. But, such a marvelous word, but, that's the next word in Psalm 130. But God is not like you and me. What kind of a God do you have? A God of forgiveness. And a forgiveness that is not like ours. God does not mark, keep careful watch of, and make note of your every sin. In fact, He cancels them. He erases them from His book and keeps no record of them. Can this really be? Well, yes, because God says this to you very plainly. Psalm 130. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. In other words, forgiveness, no marking of iniquities, no keeping record of sins. When God forgives you, He erases the record. Nothing remains to speak against you. Jesus says this very plainly. His parable that He tells. When the king summons his servant and demands that he pay back the 10,000 talents he owes him, millions upon millions of dollars, an unpayable sum that he owes him, by the way. He must have borrowed it. What does the servant do? He asks the king to be patient. Give me time. I'll pay it back. It would have taken more than a lifetime to do so. The man's request was ridiculous. It was desperate. And how does the king respond? Oh, I'll just erase it. He releases him and forgives the debt. It's canceled. And the servant goes away scot-free, owing nothing. The king, of course, he bears the loss because it was his money that he loaned. He pays the price. And in this parable, we see that Jesus is talking about Himself. What kind of a God is God? He's just. Just means that He cannot overlook sin. He must condemn it. And yet He also desires to forgive you. And so God the Son came into this world as one just like you, a human being living under God's law. Answerable to Him. And then Jesus took your debt, the sins for which you are accountable, all of them, and made them His own. And He paid them off, so to speak, on the cross. There He endured the punishment you and I deserve for our sins. That's the payment. He paid that penalty to the full. And you are free. No accounting, no punishment awaits you. This is the kind of God you have. A God of forgiveness. And a God that you are now yourself to emulate, and especially as you deal with sin. And you do. We all do. You deal with your own, first of all. Guilt. We're all guilty. And there are times when we really feel it and we struggle. And when you struggle with guilt, well, first of all, good. It's good that you recognize it. You are guilty. But when you feel that guilt, remember Psalm 130. With you, Lord, there is forgiveness. And know this, the forgiveness that he won for you on the cross is a forgiveness he now gives to you. And this is what the ministry, the work of pastors, is all about. As the king's servant needed to hear that the king had canceled his debt, so you and I need to hear and know that God has canceled our debt of sins. And so he gives you a pastor. A pastor who preaches Christ to you and the forgiveness of sins in his name. A pastor who speaks that forgiveness upon you, who gives it to you as he joins you to himself in holy baptism. And as he puts the body and blood of Christ, Christ who hung on the cross to pay for your sins, who rose from the dead free of them, as he puts his body and blood in your mouth. This is why you call a pastor, to minister to you the forgiveness of sins. Forgiving sins is his main work. But it's also your work. You receive forgiveness that you might then go forth and share forgiveness. Paul told the Philippian congregation in our epistle reading that they were partners in the gospel with him. The king in Jesus' parable, he expected his servant to go out and forgive the debt that his fellow servant owed him because he had been forgiven. And so, people are to see what God is like by seeing him in you, merciful and forgiving. So when you are sinned against, and we all are, constantly, forgive as your Lord has forgiven you. Which means, first of all, do so freely. Don't wait for an apology, for a person to come crawling before you. Your Lord didn't wait for you. Forgive and do so fully, not hanging on to the sin and reminding the person again and again, I remember what you did to me, but I forgive you. Well, no, you haven't then. As you forgive, your Lord will pour out his blessing. He'll pour it out on the person who sins against you. He'll pour it out upon you, relieving your heart and mind of that burden. And he will pour out his blessing upon you as a congregation. What Paul said to the Philippians, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. This will also be true for you. God will do this because that's the kind of God he is. A God who remains with his people, forgiving them, working for them, working in them, working through them, until the day when he says, your work is over. Come into my eternal rest. This is the kind of God you have had for over the past 30 years, for throughout your lives. But here in this congregation, this is the kind of God you have had proclaimed to you, a God of forgiveness, a God of mercy. You are his congregation, his people in Christ. Go forward then, confidently in your Savior. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please stand. The peace of God, it passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.